Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
National Beer Day is celebrated April 7th.
A little early for beer, isn't it?
Beer is for breakfast.
Let's crack this baby open.
Well, today is National Beer Day.
Is that beer?
Beer it is.
My beautiful bear.
I'll have beer.
Beer?
Beer's good.
It's National Beer Day today.
Have another beer.
Beer me.
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is show number 2088. Carla, yay! Wednesday morning at about 6:07, National Beer Day today.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Enjoy if you feel so inclined, mm-hmm. I guess. You know what? If you imbibe.
I've never been a beer guy.
I know you haven't. I do one once in a while. I'll do one. I like good ones. Mm-hmm. I like good ones. When we were off last week, I had a lovely German Bitburger,
oh,
which I do like. I know, wow. I know. Well, I'm cultured that way, Mike. You know,
well, of course.
Very cultured.
Who didn't know that? So I don't know. People
She's
are
so
shocked.
Cultured.
Shocked when I tell them I've never had a beer in my life.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one.
I don't think so either.
There are people, you know, I'm not a big beer drinker, mm-hmm. but I'll have one occasionally. Yeah. Sometimes they're just easy.
Jody will say the same thing.
Yeah, it's just easy.
When we're on vacation or go to a baseball game or something, you got to have an ice cold beer.
At a baseball game, they're the best with a hot dog. Oh,
here,
so good.
Take a sip. So I did.
Yeah.
And I went, she goes, well, that's a pussy sip.
Yeah. You gotta have a sip. Can't just stick your tongue on that piss.
Jeez. All right. Well,
by the way, our friend, Stacy, was on Facebook Live this morning, and
really?
She said to send her love, and she'll be here soon enough for just one.
Okay,
vote
for Stacy.
Yes.
Sunshine today, high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, mid-upper 80s.
Okay.
Gonna be nice. Looking forward to another great weekend. Weather-wise, 54 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, according to a study out of the very prestigious Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, it's not such a bad thing to Google your symptoms if you're not feeling well. They say we actually do a fairly good job on the diagnosis and finding out that, you know, we're not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Makes us feel better. It helps with anxiety.
Yes, it does.
Yes, exactly. Okay, it's just a cold. It's a cold.
As long as I'm not going to die.
It's not West Nile. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay. I have allergies. Just the allergies. Yeah. I'm okay. Yes. Mother's Day, around the corner. The average mom gets about 45 homemade art gifts from her kids throughout their childhoods. And most moms, almost 90% of moms, say they love those gifts, and they hang on to them for about 16 years. That's the average. 15% of moms say they've held on to them for more than 30 years. My mom had a bunch of stuff.
Really?
That I did. Yeah. Yeah. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. Here's some macaroni I glued
to
construction paper that you bought, by the way. You bought the macaroni and mm-hmm. the paper. Thank you.
But I made
Mom.
It.
Yes. And if you feel so inclined, Office Max, Office Depot, Staples, they will all laminate your COVID vaccination card for free if you want to run by there. And then you can do whatever you want. If you want to put glitter on the lamination, you can
bedazzle it.
Yes, you can. That's exactly it. Diamonds and studs and all that stuff. You can dance it up as you wish. A lot of people dealing with second shot syndrome today that we know. Mm-hmm. So that for now, a few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
Every once in a while, I see a story, hear some audio, and think of you, Carla.
Yes.
And this is, again, has your name written all over
it. Somebody yelling? What's going on?
A random woman set up a karaoke machine in her driveway.
Oh, yeah.
And entertained the entire neighborhood.
Love that.
She did her version of Bust a Move.
Right on. Okay.
That's why I said I think of you.
Fun.
Listen to this.
This is a tale for all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down, get overzealous, play hard to get females
You could pull that off.
I love that song, too. That's a fun song to do.
Open the garage door.
She didn't seem as into it as she should be, actually.
That's why I think you could be more into it.
Yeah. All right, I got to work on that one.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Queen, we will rock you. By the way, I forgot to mention, last hour's 10K payday cash winner.
Yes.
$500. Jeff Adamski got the call from the Beasley Banker. His reaction.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Then.
He's in his closet. What a currency.
Something like that. Asked what he was going to do with the money.
I just hang on to it for a little bit. We just came back from Florida, so probably pay off some restaurant charges today.
Yeah. I bet you there's some alcohol on the...
Yeah. Going to pay off some restaurant charges. Going to take care of a tab.
500 should do it. Your next chance to win in the 10K payday contest coming up. About 25 minutes, 7 o'clock, top of the hour. It's the Bee Gees.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 640. John Schaefer with news in just a couple of minutes. We played that woman rapping out of her garage, set up the karaoke machine to entertain the neighborhood with her Busta Move.
Which I do love that. You know, you got a lot of people doing garage bands and stuff like that. But
where's she from? Do we know where she's from?
I'm trying to figure out. I thought it was California, but it doesn't look like that.
All right.
It actually looks like it's somewhere in the Midwest.
Oh, they'll dig that.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Oh, gosh, who is she singing there? Who is that?
This is a tale for all the fellas trying to do what those young and
John, I said I could see Carla or hear Carla doing this.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hard song.
Is it?
I love it. But, yeah, I can. You want me to give it a...
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot?
Here we go.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get y'all down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get. Females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her. Standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance. But you ate so much, you nearly spit your pants. Girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sit down next to you and start talking. Said she wanna dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and bust a move.
Wow. That's awesome.
You want it.
Oh.
You got it.
Oh. There you go.
Had enough to throw in for that.
I could understand the words when you were singing.
I thought you were going to die.
That's a hard song to sing.
Take a breath. Yeah.
Young MC was like 25 when he did that.
All right, what are we going to do? Pump or dump or battle of the
rappers? Help me God if you people dump that. I will only sing another.
Shake or bake or whatever they call it.
That's right.
All right, 702-739-9636. Text or call with your vote. And you can vote often. Do you want the woman rapping from the Midwest or Carla's version? All right.
Duh. Not really a contest.
People texting in their votes.
Yes, they are.
How you looking, Carla? How you doing?
Matthew says I could listen to Carla sing all day in her driveway, though, not mine.
Okay. Yes.
Really?
As long as you do it in your driveway.
Really? Oh, come on, man. Tony said, I give Carla a thumbs up. Keep it. I like it.
All right.
Very nice. And Karen said, Carla, all the way. That's because you people know me and know my love for rap.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Trying to do what those ladies tell us. Get y'all down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get. Females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her. Standing on the wall like you was Poindexter.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Next category, 80s iconic songs.
Okay, all right.
This one right
Thank
here.
Thank you, Alex.
Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Like a record, by the way.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
I'm ready to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is share.
Share as in S-H-A-R-E, share.
Yes, not the singer. S-H-A-R-E, like Mike said. Now, for your chance to win that $500, text share to 45911. That is 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter it at 96.3kklz.com. Or the very easiest way on that KKLZ app, which is free, that you have on your smartphone. Again, the word is share. You have 15 minutes to do this. 7:15, boom, that's your cutoff right there. So do it, spell the word correctly, and you get a weird number calling you in 20, 25 minutes or so. Pick it up. Might be the Beasley Banker wanting to share $500 with you. Again, that is the word, share, S-H-A-R-E. Text it to 45911. 15 minutes. Good luck.
Are you ready for more?
The thing I look forward to the most is
the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, the word, the code word, share. Text the word share, S-H-A-R-E, to 45911. Shot at $500, 10K payday contest. Or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, make sure you enter the word on the free KKLZ app or at 96.3kklz.com. Still have about 15 minutes to do that. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 7:09. People still texting in on your performance from last hour.
You guys are very, very nice. Rodonna said, Carla, that was an awesome rap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody else, you must give me your name. Carla, your rap was awesome. It sounded professional. Thank you.
Well, it did.
Didn't it?
You did a great job.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike.
Thank you for texting in.
Don't be surprised if I'm not here tomorrow.
Okay.
I may be in studio.
I never am, so.
Yes.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
It's Chrissy, Mike. How are you?
Oh, Chrissy, I'll be okay. You don't worry about me, but more importantly, how are you?
I am good. You know what? I worry about you and Carla. Okay, now I got a question for you, Carla.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think is going to happen on the soap opera?
Well, I don't know what they're trying to set up with Gwen.
Gwen, she's kind of just throws me.
Yeah, same here.
She really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, you guys got to get it together or people are going to stop watching it.
Yeah, I don't know if
because they can't.
Well, I don't know if they know where they're going with a couple different storylines, you know?
Yeah, well, I hope Ben finds this girl. That's
well,
sure.
I do too, because Sierra is alive and well and locked up in a room that she can't get out of. Glass.
She
it's glass. She can see outside of it, though, Mike.
They said that that might be Ben.
That's what I think.
Spoiler.
It looks like him.
Up as another character.
That's who it looked like to me, the guy who originally supposedly killed her.
Can you believe that they kidnapped those babies and then locked them up?
I know. I know. Babies, little twins, newborn twins. Yeah. Chrissy, Brady's going to wind up with Chloe again.
I think so.
Yeah.
And Kristen's going to blind. Because she's too jealous.
Yeah, she's going to lose her mind.
Kristen
and Susan
are the same person.
Yes, I know. Kristen and Susan.
Oh.
Played by the same actress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Chrissy. See, this is why you don't have to watch Days of Our Lives. I just wait for Chrissy to call in and I'm all caught up.
No, I'm hoping one day you fall upon it and go, oh my God, that's what they were talking about.
Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
We threw this out at the top of the show with a few things we think you should know regarding Mother's Day about a month away as to how long moms hold on to things that kids give them.
Right.
You know, whether it's art or some little project they did.
It's a while, too. It's a while. Like, the average is like over 15 years. Some have said they've hung on to it over 30 years.
You had asked me off the air what I still have of Nick and Kelly that they had given me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have quite a few things, but the one thing that sticks out, it's in a they're all in a box that I have in storage.
Right.
And because now we've started collecting things from the grandkids.
Yes.
Got to make room.
Oh, geez. Yeah, okay.
But it's the, I think it's Kelly's little hand.
Mm-hmm. The handprint, yeah.
In, what is it, Plaster Paris?
Yeah, Plaster of Paris, yes.
Plaster
exactly.
of Paris,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
painted yellow, and the hand is white, and it's her
yes.
little hand, so.
And
the ribbon to hang it up on the wall.
Right. Yeah, you had to hang it. My parents had so much stuff
mm-hmm.
that I gave them. When my dad passed away, you know, after my mom, oh, my God, there was a, I think it was, they were manufactured. It looked like a long, like, hollowed out bone. I think they were just, like, ceramic. And we painted it,
mm-hmm.
and that was a vase. My mom still had that.
Wow.
She had the handprint that my friend Maggie was brilliant and crushed colored glass.
Mm-hmm.
So we sprinkled it around the hand,
oh.
Mike. It was really quite
she
beautiful.
She was that one in the class.
Yes. I had a Fusilli kind of, I had a macaroni. It was actually the wheel macaroni
right.
that I made of my mom. It didn't look like my mom at all, but it was supposed to be my mom. A turkey made out
that
of
she
a
still
pine
had.
Cone. She still had them.
Wow.
Yeah, I took a couple of them. I took a couple of, like, the drawings and things like that. That
all
I
right.
Did. Yeah.
If you're listening this morning, Mom, what is it you still have of your kids? Or you still have of what you
yeah,
gave maybe. Your mom.
Right.
That, you know, after whatever happened.
Right, and you hung on to it. I sure did.
Like Carla.
Oh, yeah.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
The only morning show I listen to.
The Calm's the Savage Beast.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is wild. We simply threw it out. Mother's Day about a month away. But it
yeah.
came out when we talked about things we think you should know at the top of the show that moms will keep at least for like 15, 16 years, things that their kids have given them.
Yeah, and they said like over 40 things
mm-hmm.
that parents will keep and accumulate.
So we just wanted to know, what is it, Mom, that you still have
right.
of your kids and or maybe something you gave your mom that
right.
you found.
Yeah.
Like you have, of course.
Yes,
after
I
your
do.
Parents,
I have a lot
passed away.
Of stuff.
Jane, what about you?
My mother, I didn't know this, 55 years she held on to a story that I had written my alternate version of Cinderella when I was 7.
Was it a different ending? What happened?
It was more like my mother with all the babies and everything like that, because I'm the eldest of 10.
Oh, wow.
So an adaptation.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. An adaptation.
Wow.
That's great.
But she kept it. That's the important thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I didn't know this. They died. She died a little over a year ago. I didn't know this until we were cleaning the house out. My dad followed her within 3 months.
That's normal. Sad to say.
Yeah.
That's normally when you find all this stuff.
I know that's so hard for some people, and it was hard for me, but I'll tell you, I remembered so much about myself. I learned, though I knew so much about my parents, I learned so much about my parents going through all that stuff.
And, you know, there was a lot of my siblings were there. Because we live all over the country.
Jane, you have
cool.
a great day. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you can't call in, text in 702-739-9636.
Anthony said, I don't know what the deal was with macaroni back in the day, but I, too, found a picture that my parents hung on to. It was from Christmas. It was a macaroni Christmas tree, Mike. And Christmas seems to fall in. Another one of our listeners said, I'm 25, my brother 21. My mom has held on to the Christmas tree ornaments that my brother and I made all throughout elementary school.
Wow.
My favorite is one of my brothers. He must have been in first grade. It's cut out of a gingerbread man with his tiny back-to-school photo on it.
Talking
he even
about
wrote the R in his name backwards.
Really?
Yes.
Very
yes,
cool.
Yes.
Talking about brothers, your brother
oh,
Matt
man. Yes.
is on the phone.
Oh,
Matt,
wow.
what was it your mom kept?
After Dad died, I went through all the stuff. My mom had a folder of all this, you know, on my report cards thing. And there was a picture, and I remember I drew it in kindergarten. I knew it wasn't Catholic school because I'd been banished forever. But I drew a horse.
Okay.
And the teacher says, well, what is that, a fifth leg? And I said, no, that's penis. And she goes, what? It's like, yeah, I've seen horses. They've got them. And I guess she called mom and mom, as mom would, she probably laughed like hell.
Yes, I'm sure.
And said, hey, we're just going to put this aside. And she kept it. And I have it still.
Wow.
See, that's something you have, Matt, that's something you have to put it in a frame.
Oh, yeah.
Because it looks, because it'll look that much better.
We've always said any piece of artwork, when you got it from the boys or anything, if you put it in a frame, it looked, it was a work of art.
So when people come over, they go, is that an original Ray?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I should sign and date it, too.
Yes. And then in pencil, Matt, in pencil, put one of one.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, Matt, that's, I did not know. That's really funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
But you're right. Mom would have just cracked up.
Yeah, that's not a fifth leg.
No.
Yeah.
Matt, good talking to you. Good catching up with you.
Thanks, Matt. I love you.
All right. Love you, too, Carly. You guys take care.
Come to find out, your mom, for like 15, 16 years, will hang on to stuff that you've given her.
Yeah.
Whether it be a piece of art, a right? story, whatever the case may be. We wanted to know, what is it you found, maybe, that your mom still hung on to?
Yeah. Mike, that handprint that we were talking about.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Sharon says, mine was a Christmas ornament. And my parents used to hang it on one of the heavier branches because it was a little bit heavy.
Well, you use plaster.
Yes, that's right. Now, not so much something given, but one of our listeners said when my daughter was six, her, quote, boyfriend gave her a bracelet that he won out of one of those little crane games. I still have it. I don't even know if she knows that I have it. That is from Judy.
Wow.
And this is a little different take. I kept the shirt I wore the day my daughter was born. Wore it to her high school graduation. I will also wear it to her college graduation as well. Yes, it's been washed, by the way.
Okay, good. Another Sharon's on the phone. Sharon, what is it that you found that your mom or you even kept from your kids?
Well, my mom and my grandmother are both deceased, but I actually have my mother's handprint that she did back in 1940s.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's actually painted yellow, but it's a little itty bitty handprint that I guess my grandmother had kept, and she passed it when my mom passed away about 10 years ago.
Oh,
and then my grandmother passed away about 3 years ago, but yeah, I still have my mom's handprint in plaster of Paris.
That's something you got to hand down. You got to keep handing down.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's very
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That will go my daughter, but I still have my daughter and my son's baptismal outfits, their first pair of shoes.
It's funny you say that. It wasn't something made, but I have my mother's baptismal dress.
You do?
I do, yeah. I know.
All right, Sharon, have a great day.
You guys do, too. Love you guys.
Buck, what about you? What did your mother hang on to?
My mom died in 05, and when we went back to Illinois to go through her house and everything, my brother and I found our receipts for our birth.
Oh.
Our mother had kept those.
From the hospital?
From the Decatur Hospital, yes.
It's like where they bought them.
How much were you?
I don't remember.
No.
Yeah.
My father was military. When we were both born, we were born in Decatur, Illinois. Whatever they charged military at the time.
That is great.
Have a great day.
Wow, thank you.
You too. Uh-huh.
I'm like you. I was thinking that long white strip of paper.
Yes. Yes, I know. Wow, okay.
That's how much we cost.
CVS?
Me and my brother. Yes. Okay. Pat Benatar.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Keeps me entertained.
To keep it real on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, 10K payday contest going on. $500 up for grabs. Latest winner, Tim McCabe, got the call from the Beasley Banker. His reaction.
That's freaking awesome. I've never won anything in my life. I can't believe it.
Now qualified for $10,000. Your next chance to win a little less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you.
Yep.
Don't forget, even if you don't win the $500, if you enter the code word, in the correct spelling and in within the 15 minutes, you're still qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, yes. Which, by the way, the easiest contest to play.
Yeah, so. It is. And the easiest thing to use, that app. That's mm-hmm. the best way to do things.
All right. Sunshine today and high in the mid-80s. High tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s. Okay. So looking forward to a nice weekend again here in Vegas. 61 now. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case anyone was worried, Kim Kardashian has now made the list of the world's billionaires
what?
For the first time. She has a net worth of $1 billion, which, you know, doesn't sound like a lot.
No.
Really. You know, when you compare it to Jeff Bezos, who has $177 billion. Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah, that's...
Well, she's that's a hard
Rob,
worker.
So. Rob Kardashian.
Is that right?
There. Yes, that's right. There are, by the way, a record 2,755 billionaires in the world right now. Oh. So, yeah, I know. I'm not in there at all. But
yeah.
Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. This was an interesting little blurb that I ran across. Blink 182. They were originally called Blink, but there was an Irish band named Blink. They mm-hmm. threatened to sue them. So they changed their name to Blink 182. Well, a few years later, the Irish band Blink wound up opening the show for Blink 182. So, yeah, everything worked out. I'm sure Blink 182 is going, yeah, thanks, guys. Really? Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, sue us now, okay? Country music. I realize I loathe it, but there is a girl out there. Her name is Sydney Mack, and last month she posted a song that she recorded. It's called Pretty Boy. And it has blown up. In a matter of a few short weeks, it debuted at number 13 on the iTunes chart. And it is just knocking everybody's socks off. And wow. She's probably going to be huge because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, Darius Rucker, Hootie. He was asked in a recent interview, why are you guys doing another tour, Hootie and the Blowfish? He said, nah, it'll probably be down the road. Don't get too excited. He said, because country music is my day job now.
Wow.
So I'm going to keep doing this.
Well, it's been a while since he's been doing it.
Well,
so.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. Hootie did, in 2019?
A couple of years ago.
They did it. We gave tickets away right here. So no more Hootie for a while, anyhow. Mm-hmm. It's just Darius Country Star for a while.
All right.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Call Christine Bankruptcy. Call Christine 702-986-0000 or callchristine.com.
I remember on Saturday Night Live, I forget, Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Who did the song about broccoli.
Oh, chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Just to show that these performers make up songs and artists about anything.
Yeah.
And it's how you play it and how you act when you're playing it. Well, you know what? This might be very true because Josh Groban, this is a three-minute, we're not going to play the entire three-minute song. But it's about beans.
It's for a commercial.
For Bush's beans.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
And if I could take me back in time, I'd sing that bearded boy that song. Tears of beans.
This is a big production.
Yes, it is. Tears of beans, okay,
yeah.
All right.
So there you go.
It's very true. You're right. People could sing anything. If you've got a voice, anything.
About anything.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Those Billy Idol tickets to give away. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes because it's Wednesday. It'll be another segment of
Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
All this week, you have chances to win tickets for Billy Idol, Chelsea, over at the Cosmopolitan. This is for his run in October, so as we sense that things might start getting back to normal,
yes,
that's a good sign. Billy Idol in Vegas So being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazookie-Oki Wednesday. All you have to do is figure out the Billy Idol song we're playing on our kazoos. All right, can you do it?
Up a little bit there.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
By title, figure out what song that is from Billy Idol we're playing on our kazoos. We'll get through news and weather. Track down caller number 9-702-739-9636. Here it is one more time. All right. Good luck. Chance to win those tickets to go see Billy Idol with another segment of Kazookie-Oki Wednesday. Karen, can you identify the song by title we're playing on our kazoos?
Yes, Dancing with Myself.
Well, of course.
Yeah, good job.
Like Carla said, jazzed it up a little bit.
Yes.
It was a very good.
It's the week of the Karens, by the way.
Seems
wow,
to be.
I like it.
Yesterday had a Karen winner.
Yeah.
Karen, you got your tickets for Billy Idol over at the Cosmopolitan, his run in October, plus qualify for that grand prize, upgraded seats, the overnight stay the night of the concert at the Cosmo of Las Vegas, and a $200 food and beverage credit. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. But for everybody else listening, you have a second chance to win tickets on our website right now at 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dot com.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Ready to win.
I'm in it to win.
I'm ready to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here you go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by our friends at Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is repeat.
Repeat. R-E-P-E-A-T. Repeat.
I'm sorry, what?
Repeat.
That's right.
I see what you did. Okay.
Thank you. That is the word you need. Repeat. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it to 45911. That is 45911. To win that $500 and also qualify for the 10K payday, enter on 96.3KKLZ.com or the simplest way on that free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone. Again, the word repeat, you have 15 minutes to enter. Now, make sure if you get a strange number calling you, pick it up this time. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to hand over $500. Again, the word repeat. You have 15 minutes. You may text it to 45911. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here you go. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy who was fired from Walmart, North Carolina, was so mad last week that he drove his car straight through the front doors.
Sure. Okay.
Of the store. Then he went down a couple of aisles.
Wow.
Fortunately, nobody was hurt, so
but he's, good.
There's a bunch of charges. Sheesh. Now, and he's been arrested. So.
Wow, okay.
I don't think I've ever been that mad.
Man, I mean, I think we've all been, you know, mad.
Right.
But, wow, that's extreme.
Couple Ooh. Getting married in China last week. During the wedding, the groom's mother spotted a birthmark on the bride's hand, and it just dawned on her and realized that the bride was her long-lost daughter. Now, fortunately, her son was adopted, so there was no biological relation, and they went through with the wedding.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
Well, do you do that?
They're not. Yeah, they're not related by blood.
Well, I understand.
But that's weird.
Don't you have for just like a maybe, hey, let's step back from all this.
Well, yeah, but
and see where we're at.
We paid for this reception and that's everything.
That's true. The band.
And we can't get our deposit back now.
Just go through it. Go through it and we'll figure it out later.
This is my brother. Not my brother, but it's my, yeah. So
my stepbrother husband.
You don't need to know. Yes. Wow.
From southern China, maybe.
Well, something else to talk about at the holidays, right, besides politics. Uh-huh. Right? Let's talk about this. Okay. I got a story for you. Give me some more turkey. Well, this is just sad. A guy in South Carolina was busted. He was walking down the street naked in the middle of the night. A couple nights ago, told the cops, you know what? I'm just doing the walk of shame. I cheated on my wife.
Aww.
So he was punishing himself. And then he tried to run away. Now, they think that he might have been on a little something, but he was arrested for indecent exposure.
Caught up with him.
Yes. Well, yes, they did. You know, running naked is not fun.
No, so not
just,
for anybody.
Just saying, all right, you got me. You got me. And the only reason I'm doing this story is because of this man's name. This is, and just put it all together, this is out of Elmo, Montana. Man named Bohorn Weasel.
Seriously.
I'm not kidding. Bohorn Weasel.
Bohorn.
Bohorn. It's two words, by the way.
Bohorn.
So I'm assuming Horn is his middle name. Okay. I don't know. Bohorn Weasel. And it's B-O-W, by the way.
Oh.
Bohorn.
As an arrow.
Yes.
Okay.
He found a bullet in a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
What?
Yes. Yes, Mike.
Oh, no.
He and his son were sharing them, and they found it at the bottom of the bag. Now, they thought it might have been a Cheeto because it had the Cheeto dust on it.
Right.
And but nobody bit into it. His son noticed, little Bohorn, noticed that it was not
little Bo.
A Cheeto. Nobody was hurt. Frito-Lay is investigating.
Yeah.
But Weasel says he's not looking for compensation. He's just glad that nobody was hurt by the Cheeto-covered bullet. And I'm quoting him in how I think he might sound.
Right.
Now, he may not.
And you did
he
it
may
very
not.
Well.
Thank you very much. Bohorn Weasel of Elmo, Montana.
He didn't think of it as a Cracker Jack prize or something.
I know. Look what we got here,
being
son.
In Montana.
Come here. Butt down on that. That's a real bullet right there. Yes, it is, Daddy, Daddy Weasel. It sure is.
Daddy Bo Weasel. Bohorn Weasel.
Listen, and that right there, if you're strapped for, names for your newborn, well, there you go. Little Bohorn right there. It is. It's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. And like Mike said, people are stepping up. There have been a lot of attacks on Asian Americans here in the country. Well, a woman in New York decided to try to help.
I said, look, I have $2,000. If you need a ride, just charge me on Venmo. People who are donating are people from all across the nation, across all races, ethnicities, and they just sent me messages saying, listen, we really want you guys to be safe too, and we're donating so that more people can take rides.
Yeah, these are for cab rides in case somebody does not feel safe. So she started it with $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, people started donating. It's over $100,000 now.
Wow.
Over $100,000. In case, Asian Americans, wherever they are, do not feel safe, they can hop a cab and it's taken care of.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Really somebody nice. Out of nowhere
wow.
just stepping up and doing
I know
something.
It. That's huge. Wow.
If you have a feel-good story, make sure you email it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3 KKLZ. We love the local feel-good stories.
Yes, we do.
So if you have one, feel free. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, delivery, portasubs.com. Recapping the show. Carla, hands down, I think you're the winner. of the rapping contest between the woman in East and who just set up a karaoke machine in her garage, thought she would entertain the troops in her neighborhood.
Well, guess what?
C-Ray.
Yeah, in the house.
In the house, ready to pop it open. Your family was all over the show this morning. You doing the rapping. Things you gave your mom that you kept all these years. Mother's Day a little over a month away. Found out that moms will keep stuff from kids for about 15, 16 years.
Especially my mother. Yep.
And Matt, Carla's brother. Boy, what? We'll post it on our website on the... On the podcast, you can check it out. It's about a drawing about a horse.
Yes.
And let's just say, no, that's not a fifth leg.
No, it is not.
In kindergarten, he did
this. Yes, I know.
Well, you can make up a song about anything, and Josh Groban actually did it for some cash. Sang about beans, doing a commercial for Bush Beans. So he said, you know what? I can sing anything. And congrats, Dennis Teague. Teague or Tag. Latest winner, 10K payday contest. Picked up $500, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to do that, 11 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. So make sure you listen for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.